Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Hold on to your butt!
You're listening to Clan A3D Radio from Clan Assassin 3D.
Home of Android XL and Assassin 3D trackball controllers.
Masters of the technical kill.
Welcome to the show. This is Malleus from Clan A3D. We're going to start things off with some tunes. We'll get down to some business later. But right now, here's the Butthole Surfers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the A3D Underground Radio Show. I'm your host, Malleus, from Clan Assassin 3D. This is our first broadcast of the unofficial bootleg underground A3D radio show, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, if you're in the Clan A3D, welcome. If you're not in the Clan, well, you're also welcome, I guess. But, you know, we really don't like you that much. We'd rather you use the Panther XL controller and not that piece of crap called a mouse. If you're in Clan A3D, you're probably already familiar with the radio show. Menthol came up with the idea back in the summer of 1998, and it worked out really good. Anyway, Mion has recently taken up the reins of doing the show, and he's doing a really good job with that. But I wanted to go ahead and give it a shot myself, just see what I could do and give this a try. And, hell, just have at it here and see what I can come up with. So I don't know what to call this, the completely unauthorized, bootleg, illegal garage version of the show. I don't care. Okay, with that said, I'd like to take a few moments just to tell you what the show's going to be all about. First of all, I'd like to cover, do a little bit of the news for you, you know, talk about some of the latest Quake-related events and other first-person shooter games, to discuss patches or other mods that have come out. Maybe some of you have played some other games and have opinions about those that you've shared. I can relay those back to the Clan. And also, if you found any problems with the Panther XL support and some of these other games, well, we can relay that information too. So mainly, the news, but the news with the Clan A3D slant. That's what we're after here. I'd also like to give, the week in review kind of thing for the Clan. Matches played, what kind of, how we did against other clans, if we've had any meetings and You know, any announcements that need to be made, I'd like to cover those here. We'll also talk about some of the upcoming events that Clan A3D will be involved in. This is going to include LAN parties, matches against other clans, ladder tournaments. We're going to get the Rocket Arena 2 ladder started pretty soon here, so I'd like to start discussing that. And, of course, scrimmages and practices, and when, really most importantly, when our meetings are scheduled. I think right now we have a lot of confusion over when our meetings are. So we'll be covering those things each week. I think a lot of times, you know, these things are discussed each week in spam, but there's so much of it out there that it's easy to skip or ignore email and get it gets lost in the shuffle, so to speak. So I'd like to take the time here to just recap some of those things. And, of course, if there's anything you'd like to, for me to mention here, just send me an email at malleus@clana3d.com. That's malleus@clana3d.com, and I'll be glad to mention it here for you. I also like to spend a little bit of time each week talking about gaming tips and strategy just how to be a better Quake player in general. I mean, after all, that's why we play this game, is to get better, not to suck at it. You know, we want to kick ass on a daily basis, and I think we can do that. We've got the potential here. And I may not be the god here, but I've got some ideas, and hopefully, you know, we can share some ideas and make us all get better. That means you guys, if you've got any comments or just general tips, gameplay, strategies, whatever, just drop me a line and we'll get it out here on the show. Also, I'd be willing to take phone calls. We can obviously it's not a live show, but I'd take a phone call. We can record it. We can act like it's live, and I'll answer your questions, or we'll just discuss something. And if you have something you want to talk about related to gameplay or just want to shoot the bull, and we'll work that out. It'll just add an extra element to the show, and I think I'll enjoy it, and I think everybody else will too. So let's try to get this thing going. Also, I'd like to use the radio show to air some of my opinions. You know, a lot of times we'll do it in spam, and it starts a flame war, and, you know, that's not the intended effect. It's just, you know, I have something to say, and sometimes I think it's valuable to say. Maybe it's not. Hell, if it's not, let me know. I mean, but anyway, I'd like to use some of the time here to talk about I don't know, whatever the hell I feel like talking about. So live with that. And finally, we're definitely going to be playing some music here on the show, probably more so than on the other shows. I'm going to play the whole damn song. I'm not going to play the intro to a song or with South Park or Homer Simpson sounds on top of it. I'm going to play the whole damn song. Also, I'd be willing to take any requests. You know, these are some of my personal favorites, and I don't know, some of the songs you can kind of take away a little meaning to related to Quake. You know, if you've got a request, want to hear a certain song, let me know, and I'll put it out here. Right now, here's Rage Against the Machine.
Of the earth gets big.
Welcome back. I'd like to go over a few items now. The first thing I'd like to talk about is this whole Swatch Beats clock thing. I don't know about you, but I just cannot. I just hate the idea of learning a new way of telling time. I mean, maybe this is like stuck in a rut or something like that. I just don't see any need to relearn a way to tell time. As Muerte pointed out in the spam mail, there's a much better alternative. You know, I understand the concerns that some of you have about, you know, not knowing what central standard time is. I understand that. You know, if you were to ask me what time it was in Moscow right now, I couldn't tell you. But there is a solution, and I'd like for everybody to take a look at this. It's the World Clock. It's a Windows 95 application, and you can get this at www.felinefuture.com. That's Feline Future, FELINEFUTURE.com/PPG/WT. Anyway, I took a look at this thing today and I was pretty impressed with it. So I think it's the solution to all of our time zone problems. And anyway, let's give that a look. The other thing is the Beta Panther XL triggers. Steve-O sent out a notice asking everybody if they would like to receive a new trigger. I, for one, am very interested in doing this. So the one thing I'd like to tell is Steve-O really needs your snail mail address. So don't forget to include your regular mailing address when you request one of these triggers. Okay, we've also had some new developments this week in regarding the Quake 2 Guild and Rocket Arena Guild. First of all, Quake 2 met for the first time, I think, in what I can remember quite a while, to have a pretty decent practice match and a meeting. We actually played about 3 or 4 games and felt like we were picking up on some team play skills already. We had a few new players that haven't even played with us before and new to the clan. Anyway, the practice went real well, and I think we're going to meet again this Monday at the same time. That's Monday night at 8 o'clock Central, so use your world time to go figure that out, what time zone you're in. Also, the Rocket Arena 2 Guild is, I believe, and now correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Skeeta has been given the responsibility of heading up the guild there, and I am taking on the responsibility of doing the inter-clan Rocket Arena 2 ladder, and hopefully we'll see some developments on that soon. I'm working on the CGI script right now, so we'll be able to pick our own matches and offer challenges to each other. And I'd like to announce that I've also started up a new Rocket Arena 2 server on the Assassination Station. It's on the same machine, 129.62.1.173, but it's on port 27911, and that's a Rocket Arena 2 server. You might want to give that a look. Played on it last night for about 4 hours straight, and it was working great. Had about 10 A3Ders on there, as well as a couple of other people. In fact, around 1 o'clock last night, it was A3D against another clan. I've already forgot their initials, but it was pretty much a just impromptu clan match, so it turned out to be a lot of fun. Okay, another thing to discuss is the we've had a couple of things happen regarding Battlefield Communicator and Roger Wilco. I've been looking at both of these all week long with a few other people. And I think there's some discussion over which one's better. And so that's what I've been trying to do, is figure out, you know, for me, which one do I like best? I think at this point, I'm really leaning heavily toward Battlefield Communicator. It's been a lot easier to set up and get running. And actually, during a game, it just seems to work better. I think some of you have had concerns about it affecting your frame rate and so forth. So that it's hard for me to judge that, being on ISDN or D1 all the time. So I'd like to, you know, hear some feedback from some of you who are on a 28.8 modem and see how it works. I've set up a dedicated Battlefield Communicator server on 129.62.1.173. That's the magic IP address. That's the same address as the Assassination Station. But tested it last night, used it straight for 3 hours without a problem. I was talking to Viper and a friend of mine, MC Scooter, which you may have seen on in IRC or just seen around. But I was very impressed with the way Battlefield Communicator is working. So drop me a line if you guys want to try it out, and it's a blast for free for all. You can taunt your the people you're playing with, and for team play, I mean, there's no substitute for being able to speak voice and coordinate an attack during a team play game. It works fantastic. So I'd really urge every one of you, or the people who have headphones and microphones, to give this thing a try, and believe it's the way of playing Quake in the future. So if you'd like to try out these two products, Battlefield Communicator or Roger Wilco, let me give you the URL there. Battlefield Communicator is available at shadowfactor.com, www.shadowfactor.com. So give that a shot. You've got 30 days to try it out. It's, I think, about $24 after that. So that's not a good thing. I would rather not have to pay for voice comms, but I've heard some rumors that Vince may be able to work out a deal with Shadow Factor, because we were one of the early beta testers, and maybe we can get a deal cut on that. Roger Wilco is available at www.rogerwilco.com. It's also under a 30-day free trial basis right now, and so it's likely that it'll be priced the same in the same ballpark. So either way, I believe this is going to cost us. Now, I think the important thing to consider here is if we all do decide to do voice comms and go that route, then we need to standardize and pick one of these. So that's why I would like everybody to go ahead and test it now, while we're in this 30-day trial, and we can see which one we prefer and just go with it and keep that one as our kind of official standard for voice communications. And, okay, that about does it. There's just one other thing I'd like to mention in the news. It just seems like Viper has an itchy trigger finger.
Look, Daddy, no mouse.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Where the controller is the religion.
Gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange reason it's now feeling like I am, and I'm never gonna go. Welcome to paradise.
Been a while since I've heard that one. That was Green Day with Welcome to Paradise. Okay, we're almost done here, people. I've got a few more things I want to talk about. As I said earlier, I'd like to do a segment on gameplay and strategy. And one of the most fundamental things that that you can learn, at least on the Assassination Station, is how to use the Battleground mod. It's been a chronic problem, in my opinion, of having people get on the game and not knowing how to do the basic commands. So the first thing I'll do is just tell you where you can go to get the information yourself. Just head on over to www.planetquake.com/battle, and that's B-A-T-T-L-E. There's a link there for documentation, and they have the author of this mod has put the complete documentation there on that site. So, you know, it really is a good read just to know how it works in general. I'm going to mention a few of the main commands that I think that are the critical ones to know in order to just play. And, you know, first and foremost, the problem we have is people not knowing how to join into the game. And it's a real simple thing. All you got to do is hit tab and hit enter. Or you can go to the console and type join. I think most of the people in the clan know how to do this now, but it was a problem for a long time. The other thing that you need to know how to do, and I'd like to see more of this in the clan, is when I go to the server, it's always in free-for-all mode. It would be really good to go there once in a while and see people playing matches. I mean, there's no need to have these matches be organized. Just get on the server, talk to the people that are there, and say, hey, you guys want to do a match? And then you know, if everybody says yes, well, go into a match mode and improve your skills. And the way you do that is you simply type vote mode match at the console. It's vote mode match. And it will then present a vote to everybody else that they can agree or disagree, and it'll switch the mod into the timed 20-minute match mode. And you can change the time limit, you can change the weapons that are there, you can change the power-ups. The mod allows all of that stuff. So yeah, just go read the docs for all those details. The other thing you need to know, a lot of people still have problems readying up. You know, I've repeatedly go to a game and, you know, there's a couple of people sitting there and they're not readying up, and you're constantly saying, ready, you know, come on, get ready. It's like, come on, ready up, guys. So know how to type the word READY, okay? The other thing you can do is if you panic at the last minute and you're not ready, type no ready, and that'll stop the clock. I had to do this the last match we played when Steve-O timed out, and I wanted to make sure the match was stopped before, you know, so he could get back in there. So just, you know, you got to be on your toes sometimes and know how to run these commands to kind of control that mod. And really the most confusing command, and the one that I think we really need to keep an understanding of, and that's the join code. The mod tells you before a match starts what your code is. All you have to do is write that code down. So if you're, you know, if you've got a four-man team and there's, you know, three spectators and one of your players is gone, all you have to do is tell one of the spectators what the join code is, and they can join your team without having to interrupt the match. And it's a really good thing to know, and you need to know how to do it fast. So I would just advise everybody to get familiar with these commands. And the main thing is have a printout of the mod instructions from that website and just read it a couple of times, and it's really quite easy. And the last thing to know is, you know, if you want to see a full listing of commands in the game, just type the word commands at the you know, console, and it'll bring up a little menu that allow you to change all these commands. And okay, that's enough of that rambling. I just wanted to, you know, that was the thing I wanted to talk about this week. So there's my little 2 cents, and it wasn't too painful, was it?
The show is almost over.
Okay, I'm just about ready to wrap this sucker up. I've been working at this for way too long. And, you know, as a final farewell here, I'd like to pay a little tribute to some of the people who have left our ranks recently. And some of them left under good circumstances and others did not. And really, what I'm talking about here, what I'm about to do, is directed at those that tended to leave in a kind of a huff. So, anyway, this final song goes out to you. This is A3D Malleus signing off.
Nobody feels any pain. Tonight is lasting inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. dressed like a woman. Yes, she does, she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she thinks just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finally sees that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. It was rain from the first, and I was dying there first, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just can't fit? Yes, I believe again, introduce as friends. Please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you fake just like a woman. Yes, do you make love just like a woman? You ache just like a woman, but you break just like a little girl.